We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach discussing the halacha of ksiva on Shabbos. What is considered ksiva? When, where, and what? Particularly as we've learned in our sugya in the Gemara, that ksiva on Shabbos is very much related to what we discussed in our sugya about someone who wrote with Maimelon. The question that comes up, again, certainly we're not talking about a L'chatchila situation. In a L'chatchila situation, one should not write on a computer on Shabbos. Of course, you have shilas where electricity, computers run on electricity or battery. But the shila is, if you're in a situation where something has to be recorded in a hospital and you want to do it in the least problematic way, so what's the halacha about typing in information into a computer? So it seems that the best thing to do is to type it in, if you can, when the screen isn't on. Because what you will have then is, it's not visible. It's the writing is b'chlal not visible. So it remains ksiva b'saiser. And as we're learning in our Gemara, we actually in our previous shiur suggested that it's a machloikis rishonim. It could be that when you write that way, and even though if ultimately you'll turn on the screen and you'll be able to bring up the information you typed in, there are poskim that say that the maisik siva is only considered a maisik siva at that point. And therefore, since it's only going to be visible at that point, and at that point it's considered the maisik siva, so when I typed it in on Shabbos, I didn't do a maisa ksiva. There are poskim that suggest that whenever you type something into a computer, even when the screen is on and the words appear on the screen, it's not the same as when you write something. When you write something, so it's permanent. The words that I write are there permanently. When I put something into a computer and the words appear on the screen, it's really electricity that keeps on changing. And again, I'm not a engineer, but I understand there's two points to it. One point is electricity constantly regenerates. It's always a new flow of electricity. And in general, the way words appear on a screen, on a computer screen, is that they keep on really changing. Just we don't notice it, but that's really what's happening. And therefore, particularly as we discussed in our previous year from the Har Tzvi, that the Har Tzvi says in order for something to be considered, for an action to be considered a melacha d'oraisa, on Shabbos, it has to be the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. This is certainly not comparable, and therefore, if somebody has to record information, it's better to type it into a computer. The way we're discussing now, it's better to do it in a computer which is off and just store the information. If you have to have it in a way where the information will have to be visible, do it on a computer screen versus doing it by writing on a piece of paper. Which is the same shaila that comes up. If you walk by an area that has a surveillance camera and you cause and a picture of you is taken. So the question is that by you walking there, are you at least somewhat participating in having taken a picture, or a ma'asik siva? So the Paiskim say, apparently, when you speak about these closed circuit TVs, these surveillance cameras, there are really two types. There are actually three types, as I understand. One is where nothing is stored. What's happening right now is visible, but there is no storage. So if there's no storage at all, it's not considered shel kayama. If it's not considered shel kayama, and you're not really doing anything to cause the picture to be taken, because the camera is running the entire time, even though it's a psik resha, when you walk by, there's room to be made. A second situation is where it's stored, but it's not stored for a long time. It's only stored for a short amount of time. And in our previous year, we had a discussion on what is considered a dover shel kayama. So if it's stored, if it's not meant to be stored permanently according to Rashi, or even according to the Rambam, who's machmer, if it's going to be stored for less than 24 hours, it's not considered a dover shel kayama. A third scenario, which is the worst scenario, is where it's going to be stored for permanent, and then it should be avoided, even though I'm not posing for the picture and I'm not taking the picture, but it's a psik resha. What about speaking into a tape recorder on Shabbos? The Shalos HaTshuvos Beis Yitzchak considers that a ma'ase ksiva. Darugas HaBoisim, this Beis Yitzchak is Chelik Beis in the Mafteches for Simon Lamed Aleph. He says that when you have something put into a recorder, a tape recorder, that's considered a Maisa Ksiva. Darugas HaBoisim and Eir Chaim Simon Samaches says that it's only Osir the Rabbonim. Again, I sort of Paiskin want to suggest, going back to the Har Tzvi, that now that this has become such a common way of having things recorded for posterity, it's very possible that that should be considered a Maisa Ksiva, since it's so common, Bizman Hazeh. Most Paiskim are of the opinion that we can't consider it a Maisa Ksiva. Because a ma'asik siva is when you write something and it could be noticeable. Here, where you'll never be able to see what you wrote, that isn't considered a ma'asik siva. And therefore, it is the opinion of most paiskim that it's not a ma'asik siva deraisa. At worst, it's a ma'asik siva derabanan. It's only a ma'isa ksiva d'rabbanan. And of course, we are not talking about causing to put on the tape recorder. That's using electricity, but it's not considered a ma'isa d'rabbanan. The Shalos HaTshuvos Chelkas Yaakov, Eir Chaim, Simen Kuf Chof Gimel, discusses the Shaila as well, and he quotes the Beis Yitzchak as well, and he says that every time you speak into the tape recorder, it's considered a Maisa Moilid, and he therefore takes a very strict approach. He says it also may, first of all, he says that anything that involves using electricity on Shabbos, we have to be wary. He also says that we know we're not allowed to play musical instruments on Shabbos, that may fall into the issue of Shemi Sakin Klishir, and therefore he takes a very strict approach to the Shaila. Rabbi Avadya Yosef, in the Shaila Tshuvas Yabia Omer, Chelet Dalid Yerudeya Simin Chof, discusses the Shaila, and he takes a much more lenient approach. Number one, he again keeps on referring back that this might not be considered a Maisa Ksiva, because a Maisa Ksiva is only when you write with your hands. Here, you're talking. That isn't considered a Maisa Ksiva. And again, he goes back and he quotes a from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld as well, that whenever you're doing a malacha in a way which is totally dissimilar from the way the malacha was done in the Beis Hamikdash, that isn't considered that malacha. Writing in the Mishkan was done with people writing. Writing wasn't done with people talking, and therefore it's not considered a Maisa. It's not considered a Maisa Ksiva. Another Shaila that comes up is sometimes there are thermometers that you put the thermometer on the forehead of the patient. You put the thermometer on the forehead of the patient, and words and letters emerge, or it changes colors, and depending on what color it changes, you'll know if the patient has temperature or not. This really very much is connected to the Shaila that we began with in our Gemara. If somebody wrote with Mei Melon, we said, and then because of the Maya Denura, the words emerge. So we discussed the Machlekes Rishonim, we discussed an Avnei Nezer, all discussing the same Shaila. And that is, when is it considered, at what point is it considered that you did a Maisa Ksiva? Is it considered that you did a Maisa Ksiva with the original writing? Or is it considered that you did a Maisa Ksiva when the words emerge? And that would be the Shaila here as well. When you cause the letters to emerge on this temperature, on this thermometer. If I say we go with the original, that the original writing was the Ksiva, and causing the letters to emerge is not the Ksiva, the approach of the Avnei Nezer, so then it wouldn't be a problem. If, on the other hand, we say that the writing is when we cause the letters to emerge, which seemed to be the approach of the Rashba, then we have to be Machmer. As I said, this is a very big Shaila in the Paiskim. The Shailas, Atshuvas Machsel Yo, Simen Samchei, is Machmer. There's a Shaila, this Shaila is also discussed by the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelik Zayin Simen Chapeis. He discusses the Shaila, and he says he takes a strict approach. He takes a strict approach to the Shaila. Just to repeat some of the points that he makes on the Shaila, he compares this to a letter which is covered by wax. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the Shaila extensively, where you have a letter which is covered by wax and you uncover that letter, is that considered a Maisa Ksiva? He brings our Gemara with the Melon. He says, and therefore he says, L'chumra, we need be concerned that when you cause the letters to emerge, that's considered a Maisa Ksiva, and you should be Machmer L'chatchila. Rav, the Debrezina Rav, in Chelik Vav, Contras Electric Simon Ayin Zion, is more lenient. And then the Paiskim say there's actually another reason to be lenient. Because even if we'll take the lenient approach, the Chumadigger approach, that causing the letters to come out is considered a Maisik Siva, but as we discussed in our previous year, a Maisik Siva, which is not Shel Chayama, the Paiskim don't consider a Maisik Siva. And here, it's not going to be Niskayim for the long term. It's going to, as soon as you'll take that thermometer, or whatever it's called, that strip, off the person's forehead, it'll turn back to nothing. And therefore, that's Enish al Kayama. And we have another reason to, to be Makel. Again, here everybody, I think, would have to agree that this is considered a situation of a dover Shaina Miskayim. It also would seem that it may well be that, as I understand, there's more than one type of these kind of strips. There are strips that have actual letters or numbers embedded into them, and when you put it onto the patient's forehead, those numbers emerge. There, I would say we could be much more makel, because we say the ksiva was done when those letters were put in. In a situation, however, where the letters are not there, it's only a plain strip, and you cause the color to come out, it also probably shouldn't make a difference, because the color was there from before. There's a very interesting shaila that's discussed by the Cheshukei Chemed. He says, you have a patient that you're driving to the hospital on Shabbos. So of course, if the patient is in a situation where you need to get to the hospital as quickly as possible, so you need to do whatever it takes to get the patient to the hospital as quickly as possible. And if putting on your GPS, your navigator, and it'll give you the quickest route to get to the hospital, of course you should do so. But let's say you're not in such a situation. This discussion that he has is, is the person who's driving the patient allowed to use his GPS to put in the information, destination, where you're going on Shabbos? And there's a reason to suggest that maybe you should be allowed to. Because by putting in the destination, you'll get there quicker. And we know that even though on Shabbos, you're allowed to do whatever it takes to get the patient to the hospital, but you're supposed to do akal akal. You're supposed to do as little as possible. So this may be the best thing to do, putting this in. However, he quotes the Paiskim that the definition of akal akal tchila is only in the melacha that I'm doing. That means you have to eat meat on Shabbos. So now you have a question, should you eat chalev or should you shech the behema? And the question is, which involves doing less isurim? But putting the destination into the navigation system is not part of what needs to be done. And therefore, it's not considered part of the draw. You know, it's driving is something that you're allowed to do to get a patient to the hospital. But doing this is not considered a maisik. See, it's not considered a something that that you're allowed to do because it's not part of what needs to be done with tzarech achayla. Even if whenever you drive with your navigation system, doesn't make a difference. Others want to suggest that it's a melacha shena tzrich legufa, because I don't really need to this. I just am doing it to be able to get to the hospital quicker, and maybe that's considered a melacha shena tzrich legufa. Rabbi Yosef says that whenever you need to get somebody to the hospital, you always need to think about getting there as quickly as possible, no matter what the situation of the chayla is. And that's why he takes a more lenient approach. According to what we've been discussing, whenever you put information in, A, when you put it on a screen, like a computer screen, we've been discussing in our shiur, that might not be a maisik siva. Coupled with the fact, as we have also been discussing in our shiurim, that a maisik, that if it's not meant to be there for a long time, and here, if you'll make sure that as soon as Shabbos is over, to get that information removed from your GPS, and maybe consider Dov Shein Meskayim, so it makes it all into ksiva that's maybe no worse than a Rabbanon, and therefore we could be perhaps more lenient.